and you are listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. If you know him, oh, how you love him.
Rage is counterproductive, yes? And I know, if the situation were reversed, I probably would have done the same thing you did.
You did do what I did. You tried to kill me.
Okay, well, now we're getting a little he said, she said.
Sorry, NoHo Hank. The tender, lethal, fashionable, funny Chechen mobster from the HBO hit series Barry. And if you don't know him, well, know that actor Anthony Carrigan has been nominated 3 times for an Emmy for his portrayal, including this year, and that Anthony Carrigan is a hometown kid. And he joins us now. Anthony Carrigan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here talking to you.
It's wonderful to have you here. Winchester Ray's joining us from Los Angeles. Do you love him? Do you love NoHo Hank?
Oh, I love him the most. I'm his biggest fan. I think he's just, you know, from the very get-go, been such a fun character to play. Like, you never come across that, where a character is so unique and so different, and for just some magical reason, whatever you have in your back pocket just works for the occasion. But from the very beginning, I just fell in love and had so much fun, you know, and yeah.
I want to set this up for all of our listeners to be able to enjoy this part of our conversation, our NoHo Hank, right? So he was, you know, in my background reading for this, supposed to be a throwaway character, but after the writers sort of met you and saw what you could do with it, he becomes, I think, arguably one of the most fascinating side characters or secondary characters, you know, in TV dramas and comedies right now. He is really complex, and you once said that as you were preparing him, you thought of the scorpion who is reluctant to sting. And I'm going to play. I'm going to play 2 pieces of sound so that our listeners really get introduced to him. So on the one hand, he's got this tender, tumultuous relationship that he develops with a rival Bolivian drug lord named Cristobal, basically after killing all of Cristobal's men. And here's a moment where he's venting to a guy behind a coffee counter or a beignet shop counter about that relationship.
Cops are on my tail, and they took my Cristobal.
This dude lied to you, didn't tell you he was married, didn't tell you he was straight. And don't get me wrong, he sounds like a real catch. Those are massive red flags, bro.
So, I go down to Bolivia and say, like, you know, like, no more red flags, right?
Of course, with beignet in your mouth. But let me just give the listeners the last piece of this. Also, the sting. Right? Here, Hank is instructing Bill Hader's hitman character, Barry, who we heard at the top there, too, on when to kill a Bolivian mobster named Paco.
I need you to wait, Barry. A little bit longer for my signal.
Wait? For what? Wait, what?
What signal? Why?
Because we sent bullet to the Bolivians. See, this way, we send message to the Bolivians. Get inside their heads. They open mail. Bullet. What? Phone rings. Hello? Paco's dead? What? Little what leads to big what for full effect.
And all the way through it, this sort of undercurrent of you're laughing at yourself and everyone else along the way. That is a lot to pack into one character, Anthony Carrigan.
Totally. Well, it's a lot to pack into a show, to be honest. But I think the creators did that so masterfully in terms of not just shifting things from the plot and packing so much into 30-minute episodes, but truly from the beginning of the show to the end of the show, it changes in tone so drastically. And I think it's honestly such an incredible show. For anyone who hasn't watched it, I highly recommend it. Not because I'm in it, because it's so brilliant. But the character itself is just so wild.
So I want to stay with you on this for a minute. So about a month ago, I did a public event with Henry Winkler. And for listeners who don't know, he is also in Barry. He is also nominated. You and he will sort of compete for an Emmy this year. And he told me that it's the best writing he's ever worked with on Barry. And I wanted to bring that up to you because this character of NoHo Hank, you are an actor born and raised here in Massachusetts, you've done a range of things, is so complete, from his fashion to his accent to his physical characteristics to the ways that he struggles. And I want to know how an average guy finds all of that in himself, even with some of the best writing that might be out there. How do you find that in yourself?
You know, I don't know. It honestly goes back to, I mean, I started out doing theater as a kid with the Winchester Children's Cooperative Theater, and just playing really zany characters and allowing myself to go big, you know, and just make mistakes or just go wild pretty much. And honestly, having that start allowed me this freedom to really, you know, take some big swings with characters. And I think because of that, I was able to, you know, just go for it, take massive risks. And that was rewarded with, you know, by the creators, by Bill Hader, by giving me so much wonderful stuff to work with. And honestly, it was that. And on the day, we would just have such a collaborative effort in terms of having fun and bringing things to life. So the scripts were amazing. A lot of, you know, that planning was done. But at the same time, there was so much life that was happening while we were doing it. And so, yeah, that was a huge part of it.
I want to go back to your childhood now. We're speaking with Anthony Carrigan, born in Winchester, nominated for the third time and for the second year in a row for an Emmy for your performance as NoHo Hank in the HBO series Barry. You have talked about having alopecia. You've talked mm-hmm. about how acting helped you through that. Of course, alopecia is something that the Massachusetts community has become so much more familiar with after Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley announced her experience with it in January of 2020. Is that why you went big as a kid in acting, because you wanted to step outside of yourself?
You know, in a way, I think you're absolutely right. I do think that in a way it was kind of a response to feeling so shut off in a certain way. When you have alopecia, when you get diagnosed with it, I mean, and I had it since I was three, just spots. I had alopecia areata, but then it had progressed in later years. But what happens is you go through a real kind of identity crisis of, you know, who am I with this? And when people look at you, they don't necessarily look at you. They look at your alopecia, right? They look at your condition. And so I was very shy growing up because I didn't want people to see that. But I did want people to see me. I did want people to see who I was. And so I think getting on stage, you know, gave me the opportunity to show that part of myself. So it did. I think the two were very much connected.
You've talked in other interviews about making a decision in the end to completely be you, get rid of any makeup, get rid of any wigs, and fully be you. It made us think about a moment that the Congresswoman told us about here on the show, and I want to play that for you.
And so at 5 o'clock in the morning, I went to a salon referred to by a friend under the secrecy and cloak of night, and they custom fit me with a wig that didn't feel at all like me. And I wore that to cast my vote in the affirmative to impeach the occupant of the White House at that time and to make my floor statement. And then I went into the bathroom and cried. And I decided in that stall, in that moment, that I was not going to wear a wig.
I play that for you, Anthony Carrigan, because I think it was 2/3 of the way through the first season of Barry before it hit me that you had alopecia. And then it hit me how far we've come even just since when Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley in 2020 made her announcement. And I wonder if you had seen people like you on the stage and on the screen as a kid, what it would have meant to you.
Oh, it would have meant the world, honestly. I mean, I didn't know anyone else with alopecia, and I didn't meet anyone else until I was 26. So it was a long time that I felt very, very alone. And actually, you know, with this group that I work with now, the Children's Alopecia Project, my first speech, I talk about feeling like a, you know, like a lone unicorn. And then at finally, when I was at this place with all of these alopecians and all these alopecian kids, feeling like I was at a unicorn convention. So that's kind of become our you know, like unofficial unofficial mascot. But I it would have meant so much to me, and I think I'm doing a lot of work just, you know, retroactively, just trying to, you know, make up for that time, you know, in terms of connecting with alopecians, connecting with people who are, you know, who are going through it and who are on the other side in terms of accepting it. And yeah, I'm really big on kind of not just that, but being a champion of who you are and releasing shame and just being fully authentic. And truly, you know, as an actor, you can't hide and be an actor. And so when I took my you know, power in terms of just shaving it all off and going for it, I became a much better actor from that point.
Do you feel powerful?
Yeah, I do feel power. I mean, I feel human. I'm not, you know, some like superhuman, although I'm going to be in Superman coming up. So that's pretty awesome.
Well, that's kind of an interesting aside to just pop on.
Yeah, just that. But no, but I feel, you know, I feel more like myself, because I think the thing is that when, you know, when someone has alopecia or whatever it may be that they feel shame about or wish that they didn't have inside them or about them, they kind of, yeah, like it's a heavy weight. And so releasing that weight, putting it down and just fully accepting yourself is a miraculous and very human thing too. So it's quite simple. You're still who you are at the end of the day. You're just free and clear and can just, you know, enjoy.
Anthony Carrigan, we love to root for the home team here. I'm sure you are well aware of that, having
big
grown
time.
Up.
Oh, yeah, big time. Still right. A Sox fan. Yep. Still a Bruins fan. Still a Pats fan. Still
all right. Celtics. So you are up against Henry Winkler for an Emmy. You've been nominated multiple times. We will, you know, root for the home team at the Emmys next month. So many people say, oh, I don't need to win. It's just such an honor to be, you know, nominated. Is that how you feel, or do you want to bring the trophy home?
Oh, I really don't care that much. Excuse me. Coming from a standpoint of playing a character that was going to die in the first episode, I'm like, everything from this point out is just a bonus. And, you know, and I really am happy to be along for the ride. I mean, I do feel deserving of all of it. I'm very excited about that. But, you know, but at the same time, I you know, it makes me nervous, the idea of getting up and doing a speech. I'd much rather just, you know, party and have fun with everyone.
Wait, do you have one written?
No.
Will you?
I might jot down a couple notes, but no, for the most part, I feel like everything would go out the window. As soon as the music would start playing, I would just dissociate and probably start talking like Noah Hank.
Oh, now I'm especially going to watch. All right. Actor Anthony Carrigan, Noho Hank, Emmy nominee from Winchester. What a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.